The U.S. war in Iraq is officially over, but that country is far from stable. ISIS militants control large areas, and the U.S. has been launching airstrikes against the group. So those are the kinds of images that usually come to mind when you think of Iraq. But there are pockets of that country where life is far more calm, and people are just going about their lives. That's the case in Iraq's Shiite heartland in the southern part of the country, the city of Najaf, home to thriving businesses and religious landmarks. NPR's Alice Fordham is our guide.
Welcome to the holy city of Najaf and to its brand new and rather holy shopping mall. Under banners with Muslim prayers, kids rampage through an adventure playground and ride mini helicopters. While conservative women in long black robes browse for cute outfits to wear when they're home with family.
You know, this is our mother homeland, it's our homeland over here. This city is deserve this kind of business.
Meet one of four main investors, Mohammed Al-Badri. He spent 24 years in the United States, but he never forgot his home city. Najaf is beloved as one of Shiite Islam's holiest places, the burial place of the revered Imam Ali. But Badri felt Najafis needed opportunities as well as blessings.
So first of all, we need to look for the new jobs to improve their income.
Now he reckons the Najaf City Mall employs 300 or 400 people. Recently, Najaf's been spared the worst of Iraq's violence far to the north, and with a little ingenuity and resilience, there's business to be done. At a more traditional market around the shrine of Imam Ali, the streets popping with colour, lurid paintings of Shiite martyrs, rainbow prayer beads. Soon, more than 1 million Shiite pilgrims from around the world are expected to arrive here for an annual ceremony. At a cozy hotel round the corner, with a fountain plashing next to white leather couches, I meet the owner, Hassan Abu Sabah, who explains the secrets of success in a shrine city. Religion and state, he says. A businessman should be a diplomat with good relationships with the politicians and with the clerics. The organization that runs the shrine is rich and powerful. Just outside the hotel is proof, concrete proof, of their ambitions. Construction of a vast extension to the existing golden shrine is well underway. There are other projects too. The council built a conference centre with an auditorium full of red velvet seats and planted trees along the roads. Honestly though, driving around Najaf, it looks like it's got a little way to go. There's cracked pavement, piles of garbage, people living in shacks with their sheep. I meet one civil engineer, Kazem Abidmensi, who wearily explains that the pilgrims actually put a lot of pressure on the rickety infrastructure.
The people coming need services. The people are going to affect the infrastructure, garbage. Now I have 1.3 million Najaf residents, plus 1.5 million more people coming.
He doesn't talk about the shrine or mall, but wistfully, of a day when Najaf can invest in an American-style garbage collection system and some new bridges. Still, the new projects do cheer the business community. Munir al-Ramahi runs a tourism company. Compared with the rest of Iraq, Najaf's doing okay, he says, and things might get better. Perhaps one day we'll be giving tours of the ruins of Babylon, which are nearby, he says. Not today or tomorrow, but one day. Alice Fordham, NPR News.